Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. At between 2 and 3, we've got Phil from Hills Theatre Group coming in. Between 1 and 2, we've got Healesville Corps, Karen and coming in to tell us what they've been up to. But being the third Wednesday of the month, it's time between 12 and 12.30 we have Crime Stoppers, and then 12.30 to 1 o'clock we have Mr. Exciter. So, first of all, hello, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
You're enjoying the warmer weather?
Yes, I love it. I hate the cold.
So you and me both. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. We're here to talk about Crime Stoppers. Now, there's a bit of a campaign going on at the moment because the road toll is much, much too high. So what we should, from Crime Stoppers' point of view, what should we do if we see someone that's driving all over the road?
Yeah, so everyone has a role to play in keeping our roads safe. So that's why Crime Stoppers and Victoria Police, we're calling on the community to share footage of that erratic driving and high-risk driving if you do see it on the roads. So by sharing any footage you have, maybe on your dash cam in your own car, you can help keep our roads safe. So if you do see someone driving erratically, just remember to remain calm and remember that you and your passenger's safety is priority, and try to safely distance yourself from the person who is driving erratically. So maybe you'll need to pull over for a couple of minutes, or, you know, move out of the way, move lanes, just distance yourself from them, because, you know, it can be a bit scary. Yep. And then once you have pulled over, or if you have a passenger, consider taking note of some of the details. So the vehicle's registration, the make and model of the car, the driver's gender and age, if you can get that information, or around about that information, the time and date of the incident, what event took place, you know, what happened, what were they doing. You can also contact 000 if the incident, in the moment you can contact 000, but if the incident has occurred in the past and you have all those details, you can contact Crime Stoppers Victoria, and you can call us on 1-800-333-000, or you can upload that footage to our website as well.
And, of course, now a lot of cars have dash cam too, don't they? So they can download that as well to you.
Yeah, exactly. You can download that footage and you can upload that on our website.
So why is road safety and the high-risk driving of concern to Victorians? I think I probably know that, but you tell us, please, Alex.
Yeah, so data from the Transport Accident Commission, so the TAC, actually shows that over 1,200 lives have been lost on Victorian roads over the past 5 years. So in 2023, there were 295 lives lost, and this was the highest number of lives lost on Victorian roads in 15 years. So it's a growing concern because it's, you know, people are losing their lives over this, which is not good. And in 2022, there were 241 lives lost, 212 in 2024. And in this year to date, the number of lives lost are 233 people, which is an increase of 10%. So
And we've still got another almost 4 months to go with the Cup Day long weekend and coming into Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So we just want to be really careful around these times. You know, some people may be under the influence and driving, which is, of course, illegal and not good, but you just have to keep your eye out for other people. You never know how they're going to be driving. And, you know, these statistics, they've increased from the last year already. So, you know, whether you are a motorist, a pedestrian, a cyclist, a driver, road safety is everyone's responsibility. And we can take part in trying to reduce the road trauma by, you know, making those reports and calling out that behaviour.
Of course, the other issue too, you only mentioned the deaths at 233 so far, but there's wives or there's partners and children. And and these are just talking deaths. We're talking about people who can become paraplegics, quadriplegics, who their lives will never, ever be the same.
Yeah, exactly. It'll change someone's life forever. Like, you know, it doesn't discriminate whether you are, you know, young, old, someone's wife, someone's brother. So yeah, we just really have to be careful when on the roads and following these rules.
So what are some of the most important road safety rules that everyone should follow to protect themselves?
Yeah, so everyone obviously should be sticking to the speed limit because speeding just 5 kilometres over the speed limit can double your crash risk, which is a lot, and it reduces your reaction time and it can increase your crash severity as well. So you want to be sticking to that speed limit. You know, don't be speeding over, you know, a cheeky 5 kilometres because it can have a very negative impact. As well as driving under the influence, 1 in 5 drivers killed on our roads had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05 or higher. So just if you are drinking, if you know you're going somewhere, you know, Christmas, the cup, you know, anything like that, just get an Uber or go with someone who isn't drinking. Just don't put yourself in that situation and just never get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol. And you want to be putting your phone away too, because it can be a bit of a distraction. So put it in your glove box, put it in a bag in the back seat, you know, put it on Do Not Disturb. Just don't be touching your phone. And as well, reckless driving puts behaviours that put others at risk are distracted driving too. So keep that phone away from you because, you know, you might think, oh, I can just have a quick look at my phone. But, you know, you're looking down for a couple of seconds, something could go wrong.
And also you lose 4 points, yeah. I think, if you get caught.
Yes, you do. I can't remember the exact amount, but you do.
It's not hard to lose your license if you lose 4 in 1 hit, I can tell you.
Yeah, and a hefty fine as well, so you don't want to do that. So, yeah, just be driving safely, avoid aggressive lane changing, doing burnouts, you know, not indicating with enough notice, and tailgating as well. For the car in front of you, this is illegal. It's very dangerous, so it can lead to a serious collision. So just avoid doing all of that, no matter how angry you get or how much road rage you might have.
I've just had a couple of things pop up on the computer that I need to take, and we'll be back with more because I believe you might be able to tell us a bit about some of the penalties. But we'll be back to you very shortly, Alex.
Okay.
Raise a little thing, all up. Raise a little thing, all up. Raise a little thing.
I'm talking to Alex from Crime Stoppers, and we're talking about the risks about dangerous driving and driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol and just plainly being stupid. So you do have a few details, Alex, on what the penalties are for high-risk driving.
Yeah, so the penalties for high-risk driving in Victoria, they can be severe, particularly when drugs and alcohol are involved. So consequences may include loss of the licence, having your vehicle impounded, significant and expensive fines, or even imprisonment. So for dangerous driving specifically, you can face up to a $47,520 fine. Yep, and have your vehicle impounded for 30 days or up to 2 years imprisonment. So it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And even things like disobeying a red traffic light, you lose 3 demerit points and you have a maximum fine of $1,980. Careless driving is 3 demerit points and a maximum fine of $1,188. Failing to indicate or give a turn signal is 2 demerit points and a maximum fine of $594. And then failing to keep left of a median strip is 3 demerit points and a maximum fine of $1,980. So
big money.
They're quite expensive. Yes. Yeah.
So what role can the community play in preventing and keeping our roads safe? Because bear in mind, not only do we want to keep it safe for ourselves, our passengers and our loved ones.
Yeah, so we, as a community, we can really contribute to safer roads. So some things that we can do is report these erratic driving behaviours that clearly put others at risk. So if you see things like someone speeding, running red lights, tailgating, weaving in and out of traffic, or driving while distracted, so maybe someone's on their phone texting, if you see this, you can submit that footage to help, if you have that dash cam footage, or again, you can pull over and try get the information and then submit that if you don't have the footage. And that can help prevent serious accidents and make the road safer. And as well, you don't need to reveal your identity if you don't want to. You can remain anonymous. So even just really small tips can really make a difference in investigation. It might be the missing piece that, you know, that we need to figure out the situation. If you do have any footage or any information, just reporting that to Crime Stoppers anytime online, anonymously if you like, is really going to help.
Now, you need to tell people where they're going to find Crime Stoppers, please, Alex.
Yes, so you can find us on our website, which is crimestoppersvic.com.au. So there is a tab once you go on our homepage and it says make a report. It's up the top. You can click that and then you scroll down and it says you can either call us on 1-800-333-000 or you can start an online report. So starting the online report is where you'll be able to submit the footage, and then you just sort of choose, you know, what is the report about. It'll give you a couple things. There's an option there that says high risk drivers, so you can press that, and then it says, you know, where did it take place, what time, and things like that. So yeah, you can head over to our website and do that.
Now before you go, we should also mention today we're talking about high-risk driving and they can certainly report that, and I think dash cam footage is terrific because so many cars have it these days. But we should also mention it's not only for high-risk driving Crime Stoppers, are they?
No. So, yeah, we take any reports about, you know, anything suspicious you see, anything you just want to report. It doesn't have to be about high-risk driving. You know, we're unable to provide an emergency response, so for that you would, you know, call the police, but we can work with your reports and give that to police and, you know, help figure out, you know, the missing pieces.
And having spoken to a number of police over the years, both on air and off air, very often they have some idea who the person is, but they just need that last little bit of evidence, and sometimes what you've got could just tip it over and give the police the opportunity for conviction, can't they?
Yes, exactly, that's right.
So again, your contact details, please, Alex.
Yes, so our website is www.crimestoppers.com.au. Then you can call us. Our number is 1-800-333-000.
And look, we've talked, Alex has talked a lot about the people who die on the roads and that, but as she was saying along the line, it's the loved ones. And not only that, I don't know how you could possibly live if your stupidity killed another driver or one of your own passengers. I don't know how you could cope with that through life.
Yeah, you would definitely feel a lot of guilt. So
be terrible.
You just don't want to put anyone in that situation. Yeah.
Kylie, I don't know why I called you Kylie. Alex, look, thank you for your time again. We look forward to talking to you. Be November then, won't it, next time?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, blimey.
Well.
Yes, the year will be nearly gone by the time we speak to you again.
I know.
Thank you for your time again. Just please give us both contact details once more, please.
Okay, so the phone number is 1-800-333-000. Then the website is www.crimestoppersvic.com.au.
Alex, thank you for your time again. I look forward to talking to you in November.
Thank you. I'll speak to you then.
Thank you. Bye.